27,000 runners are expecting to cross the start line of the 115th running of the Boston Marathon on Monday. Most will be high-level recreational runners fulfilling a dream of finishing one of the most storied marathons of the season. A few dozen will have the chance to actually win and be crowned with a laurel wreath, and one, just one, will have the chance to win his 10th Boston Marathon. Only A Game's Karen Given has our story.
5 days before Marathon Monday, many elite athletes staying at the Fairmont Copley Plaza are already sequestered in their hotel rooms to rest up for the big day. Ernst van Dijk just got off a plane from Cape Town, South Africa, but he isn't thinking of relaxing quite yet.
Tomorrow's a very busy day. I think tomorrow I've got three appearances at three different venues, so that's going to be a long day.
Maybe there's a reason why Van Dijk's not entirely focused on the race. He's won the Boston Marathon Elite Wheelchair Division 9 times, more than any other athlete in any division. He's won a gold medal at the Paralympics, and he's shaken the hand of Nelson Mandela. At 38 years old, he doesn't have a lot left to prove.
So, no pressure anymore. I've got the most wins in this race. Now it's about coming here and enjoying it. I wouldn't say I'm in the greatest form I've ever been. I'm getting older every year and I'm getting busier every year. I've trained hard, I've prepared well. I might not be as fast as I used to be, but you never know, maybe it's enough on the day.
In his first 8 wins in Boston, no one was able to challenge Van Dijk's simple strategy. Sprint out to a lead at the start and let the turns and hills of Boston's course take him out of view of his competitors. Once he was out of sight, out of mind, the pack had never caught Van Dijk, at least not until he went for his historic win number 9.
Halfway, the pack caught up to me, and then I got dropped through the Newton Hills. I was lying fourth by almost a minute, and then with the last 7K, I was able to close all the gaps and catch the last guy and then sprint for the line.
The commentators at Universal Sports were so unaccustomed to someone other than Van Dijk in the lead, they couldn't even tell the difference between him and his fellow South African, 8-time runner-up, Krigas Gabor.
This may be Krigas Gabor looking at his face just for a second. Hard to tell. They're both getting set for their final burst down the street.
These are two of the biggest.
It was Gabor out front. Van Dijk, the guy who's used to leading for all 26.2 miles, didn't take the lead until there were just 400 meters and 40 seconds to go.
Once they had dropped me, I thought, you know, maybe this isn't such a bad thing if I don't win today. But then the fighting spirit in you kicks in. If somebody's going to win this, they're going to have to take it from me. I'm not going to give it to them. So it's going to be a race to the wire, and we'll have to see how it turns out.
Van Dijk is confident he'll get a 10th win in Boston. Maybe not this year, or even the next. He's got other things on his mind. A full-time job as the sports events manager at a university, his own company distributing sports equipment to the disabled in Africa, a prize-winning collection of koi, and his 2.5-year-old daughter, who he says makes time fly out the window. Bright and early on Thursday morning, the ever-busy Van Dijk is at the Riverview School in Sandwich on Cape Cod. Riverview is a school for kids and young adults with language, learning, and cognitive disabilities. Riverview students are also one of the best audiences around, giving Van Dijk a standing ovation before he's even said a word.
So please, let's clap and welcome.
As photos from his life are projected onto a screen behind him, Van Dijk talks about growing up in apartheid South Africa, before anti-discrimination laws of any kind. People with disabilities were not guaranteed equal access to education or employment. When Van Dijk was born, without legs and with other physical challenges, the doctor told his parents to put him into an institution and forget about him. Instead, they took him home and encouraged their young son's natural athletic streak.
I'm still very young, but I've learned a few lessons in life. And I'm going to share 3 short ones with you before we go to questions and answers.
Van Dijk tells the students to figure out their purpose in life, bounce back from adversity, and strive to maintain balance. Before too long, it's time for those questions and answers.
I'd like to say that that show of yours is awesome. Sorry you can't walk. I just wish you could.
I actually can walk.
You're special the way you are.
Thank you.
Van Dijk is special the way he is, but he can and does walk using prosthetics, which sometimes causes confusion among racing fans and hotel staff. He's used to questions and comments like these. Most of the time, kids want to know about the crashes, which certainly happen, sometimes at as much as 50 miles per hour.
Can we all thank Ernst very much?
Riverview gives Van Dijk another standing ovation before each and every student lines up for an autograph and sometimes a comment or two from the 9-time Boston Marathon champ.
I've actually been to South Africa before.
Really?
I was in a town called Johannesburg.
Oh, that's not a town, that's a city.
Another Riverview student, Madison McAllister, is, in her own words, freaking out to meet Van Dijk.
Heard him speak today. He's like a good. And after he was done, I looked at a couple pictures of him. He looks pretty good. I'm just so proud of him. What an awesome job he's doing. He's a great athletic person. I hope he wins the marathon on Monday.
Van Dijk and his entourage take a short drive down the road to the Spalding Rehabilitation Center in Sandwich. Spalding has been sponsoring Van Dijk for the past 7 years after his previous sponsor, a German company, dropped him after he failed to medal in the 1996 Atlanta Paralympics. Van Dijk tells the patients and caregivers at Spalding that when he lost that sponsorship, he felt like a failure. But years later, when his story was featured one Sunday evening on South Africa's equivalent of 60 Minutes, he learned to think of his success in different ways.
And by the Tuesday, I got a phone call from a lady in a little town by the coast in the middle of nowhere. And she said, well, that night that my story went on TV, she was watching it, but the TV was on mute and she had a loaded gun on her coffee table. And she was ready to take her own life. And then she saw my story and it drew her attention. She put the volume up and she listened. And she was calling me to thank me because when she saw my story, she realized that the few things that had gone wrong in her life was actually nothing. And she had no reason to take her own life. And she just wanted to thank me.
After that call, Van Dijk says, he no longer measured his success by how many races he won or how many sponsorships he earned, but instead by the number of lives he touched. Maureen Banks, president of Spalding Cape Cod and the chief operating officer of the Spalding Rehab Network, believes that's part of how Van Dijk wins so many races.
I mean, I talk a lot about energy, and I think Ernst doing this type of work, which inspires other people, also gives him the energy to continue doing it. So I think it's very much a partnership.
And unlike that German company, Banks says Spalding's not going to cancel Van Dijk's sponsorship if he doesn't win his 10th Boston Marathon on Monday.
No. You heard Ernst talk this morning about there's many ways of winning and many ways of feeling successful. And I think it's the same. I mean, Ernst is a winner for us.
The marathon start for Van Dijk and the rest of the elite wheelchair athletes is scheduled for 9:17 on Monday morning. A little less than an hour and a half later, someone will cross the finish line first in Boston's Copley Square. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Mark Filippino. Special thanks this week to Jeremy Bernfeld. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo gallery, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Game of Shadows author Lance Williams, who summarizes the Barry Bonds trial thusly.
Great trial. Really fun.
And the wonderful thing is, we're going to do it again. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at mecfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.